T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. We're having some audio issues, so Leah's here, but he is not going to be able to participate in this segment as he usually does. Okay, so much going on today. It's a strange thing going on in Greenville and in the world. Or I should say in the country. Well, in the world, too. Record-breaking surge of COVID-19 hospital, and I assume Delta, too. COVID-19 hospital admissions throughout our healthcare system. Record, now a record-breaking surge. Prism is saying overnight that they had to pause elective surgeries. So those are surgeries that, you know, are not immediately necessary, like the kind you have, say, when you go into the emergency room because you're having a heart attack, that they'll still do those, obviously. Those are elective surgeries, the ones you schedule and go in for. You're not, in other words, bleeding to death at the time. So they are going to put those off at least through Friday, September 17th, to handle the surge. Here's what's interesting, but there's so many interesting things here going on. These numbers don't make a lot of sense in a lot of ways. There's something going on here. A record-breaking surge in COVID-19 hospital admissions. Okay, even higher, the Prisma press release says, than the peak in January 2021. So that's when the vast majority of the population was not vaccinated. That's the weird part. Not vaccinated. So we now have roughly 44% of people in South Carolina vaccinated. And yet, today, or I should say not today because it's gone down a little, but this week, we have more people sick in the hospital with COVID. That make any sense to you? Let's back the lens out a little and look at something that makes even less sense. The nation. And I'd love to know what you think is going on. Something is bad off here. And I have to emphasize something as I'm giving you these numbers. This is going to sound weird. Don't trust my numbers. Wait, what? No, you can't trust the numbers because the Inova PCR test, the test that you take to see if you got COVID, it's the main one that is most used, was recalled by the FDA because it's very faulty. It returned 70 to 90% false positive rate. So these numbers are at best useless, but they're all we have. A lot of these are false COVID. I mean, they just are. That's not me. That's the FDA. That's why they recalled it. But they did it in a sneaky way so that we will use it through December 31st. And when the media reports these numbers, they never tell you, oh, by the way, the test returns 70 to 90% false positives. So all you can really do here to try to figure out what's going on, the numbers are almost useless, but like I've said, they're all we have. All you can really do here to try to figure out what's going on is, okay, maybe we'll look at the hospitalization numbers in our communities and see what's going on. So here's what's going on this week. Prisma Health's rate of COVID-19 hospitalizations on Tuesday surpassed the record set an earlier wave in January 2021, again, where almost nobody was vaccinated. So this is wild what is going on right now. And it's not just going on here. It's going on across the nation, which has a 51% vaccination rate, roughly. And again, these numbers are absolutely nuts. But we're not just seeing them here. We're seeing them in Israel, too. The same thing is happening in Israel as well. According to the WHO, that's World Health Organization's dashboard, their weekly report reports on COVID deaths, right? What would you guess right now? COVID deaths higher than this time last year? Because think about last year, August 2020. We didn't have vaccine. We didn't have Regeneron. So you think that COVID deaths would be lower, right? Higher. Higher. 51% of the country is vaccinated and COVID deaths are higher. Here are the numbers. According to the WHO dashboard's weekly reports on U.S. COVID deaths, 32,983 people died in August 2020. So August 2020, 32,000, almost 33, right? We got no shot. We got no Regeneron. We don't have anything. The same dashboard a year later for August puts the number of Americans who die at 33,617. That is despite 190 million doses. So that's 190 million Americans with at least one dose of the vaccine. I like to use that number more than the 51% figure because that's two shots. So it's actually more people have gotten the shot than 51%. 190 million doses. This is a country, roughly 320 million people. More death, not less. So there's something that's going on here. It's very, again, be very careful of COVID data because the test returns 70 to 90% false positives. We don't know how many of those people that we're being told are in the hospital don't actually have COVID. They have a false positive. We don't know. There's no way to know. Nobody talks about it. But that test was recalled by the FDA. But you could certainly see something is going on here in Greenville because we're seeing this huge wave hospital rate. And I wonder if part of it is that the kids, you know, full bore went back to school this year. Unlike last year when so many kids were doing virtual or e-learning. So that may have done it because it's a little early for a flu outbreak in the year, although that's starting now too. So it's going to be very interesting to see if the flu disappears again this year and is cured by COVID or what's going on. But I'm struggling to make sense of these numbers. And as I had a doctor tell me last night, look, there's only so much we can do. This test's has a high percentage of false positives. And by the way, even the WHO has said, hey, don't trust this test. It because of the false positives. Remember the day Joe was inaugurated, the World Health Organization warned that the test couldn't be trusted because of the high percentage of false positives with it. And so that you actually had to they advised that in order to have a COVID case, you had to both have test results and confirm, have a doctor confirm that, you know, that, that this person has COVID, that they have at least the symptoms of it. So I don't know what's going on this morning, but I do know this. Most people don't know the test is very, very faulty or that it's been recalled by the FDA. They don't know that at the highest recall level for the faultiest devices that they have, the class one recall. So here's where we are. Bottom line, if this is August, if this is September, the stats this winter will be record breaking. They will be record-breaking. Jen Psaki yesterday, Circleback Psaki, saying, well, if we just all get vaccinated, it'll go away. And I'm here to tell you that's not the case. If we all just get vaccinated, what it's going to look like is Israel. Highest vaccination rate in the world. We currently have a third of the cases in this country that they do there. They're having the world's worst outbreak. 78% vaccinated. Now, what is going on in Israel? A weird pattern, and I'm trying to be as truthful with y'all as possible. You can't get that from the rest of the media. I'm trying to do this. There's a weird pattern in Israel. 78% vaccination rate, highest on earth. There's a couple places that aren't countries that have higher vaccination rates. They're provinces and cities, but for country, they have the highest vaccination rate. 78%. They're among the sickest nations on earth with COVID. However, while our caseload right now is much lower than theirs, their death rate is only half this time. In other words, they're highly vaccinated. They're getting way more cases than they did when they were unvaccinated. However, they're only dying at half the rate. So what you're seeing is two things we've been talking about on this show, and I'm doing the best that I can with really, really bad data that is fundamentally faulty and completely untrustworthy. And at best can show us trends. What we're seeing in Israel, because and the reason Israel's of such interest to me is because they take the Pfizer shot there. They have that same Pfizer BioNTech shot. That's the shot they use, the same one here. So it's roughly comparable. Israel is a few months ahead of us. In that they started the shot earlier, you have to have the shot to participate in life there because they have, you know, the green pass, the vaccine passport. So they are months ahead of us. They're more highly vaxxed and they're sicker than we are in terms of the number of cases. However, This has been a less deadly wave than the last one by about half. And it is wild to watch a country like Israel that is so much smaller than our country have more cases than we do at such a high vaccination rate. But again, the shot does appear to have reduced the death rate. It's about 50% less than it was in the last wave. So what do we learn from that? It's a couple things coming. You need to know financially and as far as planning your life and just looking at general trends here. Vaccine's not going to stop the spread of this. It's just not. And I wish they'd stop repeating that. That has been debunked so many times. However, it appears that if you get the vaccine, you do get additional protection. We're seeing that here locally in that the hospital is saying that the vast majority of those hospitalized are unvaccinated. So a lot of stuff going on there. The rhetoric is maddening around this. We cannot stop the spread with a shot. It's not going to happen. However, it may give you some protection once you get it. And if this is what it looks like in August, the numbers are going to be horrendous by December. And I think you're going to have the Biden administration taking advantage of that, trying to do vaccine mandates, shut things down, maybe worse than before. I mean, if we are in August and we are already hitting record hospitalization highs, worse than when we didn't have the shot at all, which I can't even wrap my mind around. That is just bizarre. I'd love to know what you think is going on here. Because I'm lost in the woods. And again, part of it is that the data, it's useless. 70 to 90% false positive, so we can only look at trends. But I'm here to tell you from an investment perspective, a life planning perspective, this is going to get a lot worse if this is what they're saying the numbers are now, if that makes any sense. And again, I wish we had a test that worked, but we don't. And so we have to just deal with it and know that COVID is deadly. It's real. It's here. Members of my family have gotten it. My vaccinated dad got it, spread it to my unvaccinated sister. So you need to take care of yourself as well, because this is risky. And bear in mind that being vaccinated is not full protection. My dad got deathly ill and he was double vaxxed. So everybody kind of need to still just be, paying attention to this and planning financially, because wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
For the number of people hospitalized with COVID right here in the upstate, 568 people hospitalized as compared with the earlier peak of 546 patients back in January. Yeah, Lee Tang, by the way, and he'll have this, I'm sure, in the news, that despite that's the hospitalization numbers, the actual case numbers are down today, so that's good. And I know he'll have more of that going forward. As I try to figure out what's going on here, just to recap, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. It's complicated. And a lot of folks on the news try to make it simple. Get vaccinated and this ends. And it's just not that simple. It's really not. And we're seeing that in Israel right now, which is a much smaller country than ours. It's the most highly vaxxed country on earth with 76% vaccination. I think it's 78 now. 76 or 78% vaccination rate. They are the sickest on earth. We have a third of the cases they have in Israel right now. So, again, the idea that this is going to end if everybody gets a vaccine, simply not going to. However, as I pointed out, there does seem to be some protection in the vaccine in that the death rate is half what it was during the last surge. So Israel is now, they're ahead of us. They are now contemplating their fourth booster. That's where they are. So certainly vaccination is now not a one and done or a two and done. It's at least a four and done. And the reason I use Israel a lot is because they're so vaccinated, but also because they are using the Pfizer vaccine. So we're having that. Getting a lot of reaction from around the upstate about what is going on here. More cases with 44% of the state vaccinated now. Texter rates. I'm definitely seeing the sick people at my office. It's worse than the original. Another texter writes, Tara, it actually makes perfect sense because the vaccine doesn't work for the Delta variant. And it doesn't. It's not effective for it. The CDC has admitted that. Not very effective anyway. Although the White House is back to pretending that it is. Texter writes, they are treating everyone for COVID when they don't all have COVID. That is actually highly likely, given that the test returns 70 to 90% false positives. But we're seeing a wave of something. Or we wouldn't have the higher hospitalization rates, you know, despite the false positive the test returns. It's all very confusing. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I talked to a nurse and she said they don't give you any meds until you're admitted to the hospital. And it's IV vitamins or a few doctors willing to give, I think they mean monoclonal antibodies. Yeah, yesterday, by the way, I did my podcast because so many people asked me for the information from the show yesterday. How to survive COVID in 3 easy steps. So you too can run around like a maskless, hypocritical Democrat. You can go to Napa Valley fundraisers and sit shoulder to shoulder without a mask, then go back to Congress like Nancy Pelosi, who's in her 80s, and have others arrested for not wearing a mask, yet she doesn't seem afraid at all. What do they know, right? So many of you have texted me that. Well, that podcast is what they know. That's why they think they'll beat it, and they're not worried about the masks, even though they want you to wear one. Folks, I think one of the best metaphors for this whole country right now is a single photo, and it is the Napa Valley Democrat fundraiser, now from 2 weeks ago, and all the servants, the servers, are masked. I mean, and not just the masks that don't work, like the surgical masks. They got them in the KN95s. And the Democrats, including Pelosi, are sitting literally touching shoulder to shoulder, not a mask among them. What do those people know? Aren't they afraid? Well, this podcast is what they know and how you can get the treatments they get, too. But because you're a regular person, you have to start early. But I tell you how to do it. It's not that hard. So download the podcast. Text the keyword battleground to 71307. If you wait till you are sick, you have waited too late. If you wait till you need to go to the hospital, you have waited too long. So the time to listen is now. I kept it short deliberately because I know you're busy. Texter writes, Tara, Israel has been using ivermectin as well. They have. In fact, Japan just announced ivermectin will be part of their treatment plan. That was from their top health official. Had a big press conference the other day. So lots of opinions on that. Texter writes, the vaccine isn't intended to prevent the disease. It's to lessen the severity. You saw that in your own family. For that, it's worth it. Yeah, and I wish people would, I just wish we could get some honesty on that from our health officials. Texter writes, the ongoing super spreader at the event at the southern border is causing this. Don't be surprised. That is definitely a part of it. And you could blame that solely on Joe Biden. He is a one-man super spreader event. Could keep the border shut and will not. Texter writes, I would love to see the obesity comparisons between Israel and the USA. We have massively more comorbidities probably than they do. If somebody is obese and has type 2 or 1 diabetes, there's a real chance their immune systems are compromised. And see, but that's what's interesting. In Israel, I bet they're less obese, but they're sicker right now, even though they're more vaxxed. So, in fact, there's a lot here they're not telling you or that we don't understand. Texter writes, it all makes sense. The Delta is less deadly but spreads quicker. So you have high cases of infection and low cases of death. Yeah, that's interesting. They didn't put the death numbers out. Only the inpatient numbers. So we'll see. I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Turns out it's you, Dr. Fauci. Wonder what else he's lying about, don't you? This is the story of the century. And the media yawn or run away. We now know that Anthony Fauci committed a felony. He lied. He perjured himself before Congress under oath. Said he didn't do a gain-of-function research. He knew the whole time he had, as we now do. Thanks to the left-wing Intercept, getting a grant that had not been disclosed yet. $3 million. When Fauci talked before Congress about the funding he had given. He always used the 600,000 figure, knowing damn well it was a lie. No, it's 3.7 million. But he knew we didn't have the grant. He'd buried it. The Intercept got it. Very plainly says it was gain of function. Gain of function is a horror show. It does three things. It takes a virus that would never jump from an animal and forces it to. It then primes it to spread among human beings when it would naturally do that. And then it makes it more deadly. Risky on the best of days. You would have to be a monster to partner with the Chinese to do it. In a bioweapons lab. After Chinese generals, military leaders, and Communist Party members have been making speeches since 2004 saying that they plan to weaponize a coronavirus. Can't repeat this enough times, broken by Sky News in Australia. Want the details on it? You go back in my Battleground podcast. You can text Battleground to 71307. We've covered it extensively. After Chinese Communist Party members and military members told us they were going to weaponize a coronavirus and use it as a financial weapon to get the upper hand economically in a generation. Did they succeed? You be the judge. And you find out your own federal government was funding it, and that the very man at the middle of it, the guy on TV screaming at people this weekend for going, daring to go to a football game unmasked, is the same guy who not only funded it, arranged it, goaded it on. He lied to you about it. Lied to Congress about it under oath. That's perjury. It's a felony that carries up to 5 years in prison. It is the story of the century. If it were a movie, nobody would find it believable. Well, the same guy on TV claiming he's trying to fight the coronavirus epidemic might have actually caused it, but it's true. And yesterday, when asked about it, Circleback Psaki, spokesperson for the Lion White House, had nothing. She ran. She ran from Emerald Johnson and Newsmax. You could hear the sound of Psaki fleeing here without answering the question. Never before in human history has a global pandemic resulted in the dismemberment of first world economies, highly divisive universal vaccine and mask mandates, mass death, isolation of entire societies. And yet, the Democrat Party of this country now makes it the policy of its party to block any inquiry into where it came from. They fought hard to keep you from knowing. I want to know why. And now the left is asking that. First, Vanity Fair asked. What they turned up was terrifying. What the Intercept has turned up is even more terrifying. Yet every step of the way, the Democrat Party has blocked your ability to know. When a bill passed the Senate, nearly unanimously, both sides, to declassify our intel on this, which former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, listen, it points right to the Wuhan lab. What did the Democrats do? Nancy Pelosi blocked it initially, and then the Democrats voted it down. They don't want you to know. Why don't they want you to know? And then they did this. Rand Paul discovered the true horror. Fauci and our government is still funding the Wuhan lab. Let that sink in.
We know for sure, with absolute certainty, that the NIH, Dr. Fauci, did fund the Wuhan lab and continues to fund it. The newly released documents from Intercept show that there's another grant that goes 2020 to 2025. So the money continues to flow to Wuhan.
Media totally incurious. And listen to how far the Democrats have gone to block you. From one finding out about it, they also blocked the Republican congressional investigation that they wanted to do. They don't want to know. I can imagine. I mean, Hunter's investment fund in partnership with John Kerry's son was one of the early funders of the main U.S. company. I did a lot of the testing at the Wuhan lab. How'd they know to invest in that? What are the odds? I think those are the kind of questions they don't want anybody asking. Here's Rand Paul about his efforts to stop these homicidal maniacs from continuing to fund the Wuhan lab.
So the money continues to flow to Wuhan. I forced a vote about a month ago in the Senate, and we actually won unanimously, no longer to fund the Wuhan Institute, no longer to fund this research in China. Yet it hasn't been signed by the president, hasn't been passed by the House yet. We do know that Dr. Fauci lied about the funding. He continues to say there wasn't gain of function. The reason he'll continue to his grave to lie about this is once it's acknowledged that this was very risky research and that he was funding it, then guess what? Then if it came out of the lab, some moral responsibility, if not legal responsibility, attaches to Dr. Fauci and the NIH for funding this. He's been asking in recent times, does he still support funding research in China? And he says, yeah.
Your government. COVID brought to you by your government. Oh, by the way, will Fauci ever be held responsible? This is Circleback Psaki, White House spokesperson. 3 months ago, here's your answer.
And just since you mentioned Dr. Fauci again, can you imagine any circumstance where President Biden would ever fire him?
No. Go ahead.
Just to follow up.
Text your age on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Was terminated from my job for refusing the vaccine. Was declined unemployment also. Reason they used was misconduct for refusing the vaccine. Amazing that unvaccinated illegal border crossers can get free government aid, but someone who has paid into the system for over 40 years gets the finger. I'm sorry that happened to you. Sorry that happened. I hope you will be able to get a new job quickly. There are a lot of job openings out there. I hope you're able to, because I don't know what you do. I hope you're able to recover. Nick in Greenville. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Tara.
What's up?
Well, I can tell you, I was just released from Greenville Memorial after being there for 12 days. And while I was in there, after about 7 days, I realized that nothing was being done with me. I was just in my room every day, getting not getting evaluated, isolated because I was in a COVID room. This is not a knock on the workers. They're being overwhelmed. But it's a knock on the administration and how the hospital is being run. I can tell you that if you're doing okay, they're too busy to come check on you. And you sit in your room, and they will not let you go without a specific evaluation. And if they have time to do it, they do it once. If you don't pass, you stay another day. If they don't have time to do it, you stay another day. So at one point, I realized, I don't have COVID anymore. Why am I on a COVID floor being isolated when I'm not being worked with respiratory people? And why are they not sending me home? They will not clean your room if you're on a COVID floor. I had food. I had crumbs. I had urine on the floor. I begged for my floor to get cleaned. They would send nobody in to get the floor cleaned. So I told them I would be better at home. And I was told by my case manager that they could not send me home because insurance liability required me to go through that evaluation. So once I heard that, I demanded that I got let home on health care. They needed to give that bed to someone who actually needed it. And I posted my pictures of my conditions on my room on Facebook. And only then did I get a doctor that let me go home and get home care. And the scary thing is, in the hospital, they couldn't get me under 7 liters of oxygen, and they won't let you go home unless you're under 6. Since I've been on home care, I immediately have only been on 2 liters of oxygen and improved very quickly. And I was not pro-vax, and I'm still not pro-vax. But I can tell you that if anything keeps you out of the hospital, you don't want to go in because they are too overwhelmed to try and get you out.
Can I ask you a quick question? Because we're running up against a heartbreak. Okay, you say you're there and they weren't doing anything for you. I mean, were they giving you medicine? They surely must have been treating you in some way, right?
I would get a steroid every day, and then basically just left isolated in my room.
Okay,
day,
so that was it, just
hours.
A steroid.
Yeah.
Was it a pill or was it,
It was a pill.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. What, oxygen, anything then, like that, though? I mean, sounds like...
I was on oxygen, okay. Yeah. 7 liters of oxygen, but you need 6 to be able to go home. Soon as I got home, I was on 2 liters. I was not getting better in the hospital, and they are way too overwhelmed to work with you if you're doing okay. So you just sit in there, and you have to fight to get them to let you out.
Thank you. And we're up against a hard break, Nick. Thank you for your phone call. Glad you feel better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.